amid this crisis and chaos, I was wondering if God is setting things right. He is allowing all this so the world can be shaken and sifted. Then things will settle and be clearer. I wonder if He is resetting some things. Imagine citizens are made to see clearly how their elected officials are responding to the crisis, selflessly or compassionately. Citizens will witness the real heroes who are on the front lines battling this enemy to save lives. And they will see those who are just grandstanding and doing the blame game. Citizens will see. Religious activities are being adjusted, challenging everyone to be more personal and purposely in their pursuit of God. From automatic going to church, people need to look for online mass. There will be a hunger for sacramental communion between or beyond the spiritual communion after this. We, the clergy, are being called to go out to the community to care for the sick and the needy. They are called to private masses where there are no more audience but God Himself. The Lenten season will become more personal, interior, and spiritual, not just religious. Families will be able to spend more time together. Now, it's up to the parents if they will choose to connect online with people outside their homes or really connect with their families in front of them offline. My brothers and sisters, our Lord is reminding us in today's gospel about His authority. God will take everything to lead us back to Him. And our response should always be faithfulness to Him day after day. Our Lord is reminding us that in our everyday life, we have to connect with Him in prayer and gathering as a family. Our Lord has a message to us, what's happening around us. And God is reminding us to come back to Him, to worship Him, to ask His forgiveness and mercy for all the sins that we have committed. This is the way that God wants us to do. Let us pray that God will continue to bless each and every one of us, that God will give us the strength and the courage. Let us also pray for those people who are in the front lines, fulfilling their duties to save lives of everyone. In this Mass, we offer our prayers for them. We offer our prayers for each and every one of us. May God continue to guide us. May God continue to bless us day after day. Give us, God, everything. God will give us everything in our day-to-day life. So in return, we give back to God our praises, our thanksgiving, and we ask Him for His mercy and forgiveness.